USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. The New York grand jury hearing evidence brought by special counsel Jack Smith is reportedly back in session this week. Correspondent Carol Lee says the panel's believed to be looking at three major allegations against former President Trump.
This question of whether the former president mishandled, had wrongfully detained these documents, whether he tried to block the government from retrieving those documents, and then this question that's out there about whether or not he wrongfully disclosed information, classified information, that he had in his possession.
Still no hints about when or if Smith will ask a federal indictment of the former president. Praise for Ukraine from a top senator on the Foreign Relations Committee, Maryland Democrat Ben Cardin.
Ukraine has been motivated, they've been effective, and they're continuing to be effective in holding back the Russian aggression. This is Russia's war of aggression.
Cardin's comments come as Ukrainian President Zelensky says his military is ready to launch a counteroffensive against Russia. A judge in Washington will hear a case tomorrow regarding Prince Harry and the visa that lets him live in the USA. The Heritage Foundation has sued for release of Harry's immigration records.
We believe there's a clear public interest in releasing those records, especially in light of his extensive admission of widespread drug use in his memoir, Spur.
Heritage Foundation Niall Gardner on Sky News in Great Britain. The commander-in-chief will visit the newly named Fort Liberty this week. President Biden will talk about the Joining Forces initiative to help military families. Fort Liberty was, until last week, named Fort Bragg in North Carolina. Shipping traffic is at a standstill at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach today as daily workers have not shown up. No trucks are coming in or going out of the port's biggest terminal. A similar labor action took place Friday at the Port of Oakland. This is USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
The pizza artist strikes again. Someone is spray painting graffiti on buildings in Westchester County, the northern suburbs of New York City. The target? Pizza shops. The graffiti? A very well done cartoon slice of pizza, complete with pepperoni and melting cheese. Shop owners, though, are not pleased. It happened 7 times now in the past few weeks. During this Pride Month, a new survey on attitudes around the USA about gay marriage.
The percentage of Americans who believe same-sex marriage should be legal is holding steady at 71%. The new Gallup survey matches the approval number from last year and has been above 50% since the early 2010s. Only 49% of Republicans support same-sex marriage and 41% of weekly churchgoers, young adults, and Democrats are most supportive of same-sex marriages. I'm Rory O'Neill.
A suburban Salt Lake City parent has done a bit of a turnabout when it comes to his local school district banning some books from kids. So the parent went through the process at the Davis School District to ban a book that's filled with sin like adultery and violence, and the district agreed. It has removed the Holy Bible from elementary and middle schools, keeping it in libraries at high schools. Patagonia tops the list of the most loved companies in the USA. The clothing company took the top spot in the new Axios and Harris poll. Costco, John Deere, Trader Joe's, and Chick-fil-A round out the top 5. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Wendy's is open till midnight or later, so you can give in to the craving and go night mode. Now all of your favorite menu items just got their bedtime extended. You can get what you want even later, like the Baconator with 6 strips of bacon or the perfect fries and frosty duo. If you're up later, then so are we. So go ahead and pull through the drive-thru. When the craving hits, go night mode at Wendy's. Open till midnight or later. All right, see ya later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary.